Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl from Incredibly Strange Films, Film and Stuff, and of course, Deviant Legion. Nice to have you with us today. And with me today for this commentary watch is Josh Buckland. Josh, say hello. Say hello to the people.
Hello. Hello to the people. Good evening.
Okay, I got to talk to you guys. You always do that to me. Hello to the people. Okay, well, hi. So we're doing a film basically in our set of back to school films. And I was talking to Josh, and he mentioned this movie, and I basically jumped on it. And we're going to be doing a commentary watch on If from 1968, directed by Lindsay Anderson and starring Malcolm McDowell. Now, you mentioned this to me, so you know, I just wonder, how did this pop into your brain as being a good choice?
That is a damn good question. I have not seen this in years. I've only seen it once, and it's really only the climax that really sticks out in my mind. But when you said Back to School, the only two films I could think of immediately was Pink Floyd's The Wall and It. I don't know how it jumped in there, but there it is.
Okay, and that makes absolute sense. Now, I will say that this is thematically actually – in tune with another film we did a couple weeks ago, one of my picks called The Chocolate War, because basically you have three groups of people. You have the Crusaders in this movie. You have, which are the insurrectionists, so to speak. You have, what do they call themselves? I forget, but you have the group of students who oversees them, and then you have the staff. And in Chocolate War, you had the Vigils, you had Renault, who was the instigator, and you had the John Glover as the head monk. So you have these three segments going after each other. This is a pretty brutal film. It was originally rated X for violence and for you'll see nudity, including full frontal male nudity. And this one, if you don't know it, it's going to be tough. I will also say one last thing, is that this is the first of three films. It's a thematic trilogy, so to speak. And it's called the McTravis Trilogy, because Malcolm McDowell is in all three films playing a character by the name of McTravis, but in each film, they're not exactly the same character. So just to keep that in mind. So we are right at the beginning. I have this rented in HD from Amazon for $2.99. Josh has it downloaded, having purchased it earlier. And so we are going to start. Okay? Are you ready to go, Josh?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, we're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I will say go, and we push start. So let us begin. 5, 4. And I got to adjust my volume here for a second. Okay, that is a hymn. That is a British hymn. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs.
Good advice.
Yes. So the question and the tagline to this movie, whose side are you on? So we're going to finish the movie, and then I'm going to ask you that question. Okay? Now, just so you know, Arthur Lowe, Werner Washburn, and Graham Crowden were in all three of these films, McTravis films. Lindsay Anderson started as a film critic, and then short films, and then his first feature film was This Sporting Life in 1963 with Richard Harris. sort of a soccer movie that's really about class in Britain. And he was very, very pointed at his criticism of the British class system. And you'll notice that in this particular film.
It seems to be a theme for him.
Oh, absolutely, it's a theme. And in fact, Britannia Hospital, that was released in Britain, and Tony Richardson gave him a call the day after it premiered and says, they're going to kick you out of Britain. And they basically did. And he moved to America and then passed away in America.
Chapter one.
So they're returning from Michaelmas, which is a British Anglican celebration of saints.
I didn't know Campbell's made pucks.
Yeah.
Who ranked where?
Alrighty, they're assholes, yes?
They seem quite practiced.
Oh, they are.
Let the slave duty begin.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Crusaders was a working title for this, correct?
Yes.
We can see order has been maintained.
Yeah. I love the kid picking his nose. So the British school system is basically, this is a boys' school. It's all ages, generally sixth, I think, until high school.
Che Guevara. Here we've got an apple sniffer.
Yeah. Ah, there he is. There's our buddy.
Guy Fawkes.
Guy. So why is he hiding his face? Think about it.
He's the shadow.
Nope. He has something on his face you're not supposed to.
He needs a dentist.
Well,
dun, dun, dun.
Don't fuck with me.
Edvard Munch.
Yep. Which is a nod to Peter Watkins, by the way. Another great English director who did a biographical film, Edvard Munch. So he has a mustache, which is not allowed. So guess what he has to do?
I thought Link either, I'm sure. Is that Chairman Mao? Because of some strange heroes. You should have kept that mustache. McGowan, mm-hmm. I mean, not McCarthy. How many years between this and Caligula?
Oh, 12 at least.
Mm.
This is 68. Caligula was at least, what, 80?
Was it? Okay. A bit newer than it
yeah.
was. What dirty boys.
Oh yeah. Well, that's part of it too. Okay, so you know, 68 was an important year, right? Here in America,
right.
You had the riots in Chicago at the convention. You know, you had the civil rights, you had anti-Vietnam. Well, all that was part of Britain too. Don't think so. You had the mods, and you know, you had all this, and you had the fighting of the class system and the traditions, and that's what this film is about. In many ways, this is as important to Britain as Medium Cool is to America. I consider Medium Cool to be the most important film of the 60s. I would consider this the most important film of the 60s for Britain, because it really shows, you know, the inner workings and what is wrong about the system.
I have never seen Medium Cool, but if I were asked, having not seen it, what film I would name, it would probably be Easy Rider.
Easy Rider would be another one too, but Medium
That's
Cool was actually
well,
oh yeah, it's a great film, and it's a great anti-establishment film. But the thing about Medium Cool, it was filmed during the convention riots. They literally filmed the fucking riots while they were acting, and it's scary. Okay, here we have the staff,
right.
Kids. Okay, so the gentleman right now speaking is the headmaster. That's Peter Jeffries. By the way, the blonde nurse I've always had the hots for, that's Mona Washburn.
In the blue cardigan?
Yeah. And oh, lucky man, she seduces Malcolm McDowell, as does Rachel Roberts.
Well, can you blame them?
And there we have school spirit. Some of the worst shit ever fought it off on people. School spirit. serious.
It's an exercise in conformity.
Yeah, and do I look like a conformist to you, or do you like look like a conformist to me? Not
I
quite.
Not. Ringworm? Yes, I'll have three. Boy, that's some wimple.
Okay, shit like this.
Yeah, it's fascinating how much their public school system reminds me of our correctional system.
Yeah.
Even a jail form.
Jesus.
In fact, I think inmates are probably a little bit more polite than these guys.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know. I've always had a thing for plain but sexy. You know what I mean?
Perhaps. I kind of like librarian chicks.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a thing there. Yeah, you have to... You have to pay for your heat. Now, notice that there are certain parts of the film that are in black and white or monochrome. Okay, so
yeah, I was
so
wondering
the,
if that was my copy if it was shot like this.
Okay, so the whole thing was that at one point it said they ran out of money, so they had to use black and white print. And that's not true. He deliberately did some things in black and white, particularly the cathedral, but also the rooms, so that natural light could come through and you could see it in terms of sort of like shadow and light, much like they did with the old film noirs.
I believe it was Orson Welles that said there's never been an amazing performance in color. Because you're always distracted by the colors.
Right. Well, I tend to disagree with that. Because, you know, now let's make this clear. This was the film that was his debut, Malcolm McDowell's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this film that got him Clockwork Orange. Okay. So he's in two major controversial films right at the beginning of his career. Could you actually deal with that in terms of those roles? I know I couldn't.
No.
One of my great stories is I was looking for a college to go for music education. We went up to Houghton College, and it's a Wesleyan school, and they handed out a paper that said no smoking, no drinking, no swearing, no fraternizing with the opposite sex. I looked at my dad, pulled out a cigarette, lit it right there, said, well, this ain't going to fucking work. Walked out.
Yeah.
My dad just glared at me on the way home, and then by the time he was home, he said, I think that was a good call on your part. You got Buddhism wrong a little bit. You got Hindus a little wrong.
Public education.
But what boy at 15 or 16 isn't sex obsessed?
I can't name a one.
No, I can't either. The cathedral. Look at that. Oh, I see this, and all I want to see is the fucking organ. I want to see that organ. And I'm not talking dicks here.
You need a support organ that you can, carry around with you.
Okay, the gentleman right there is Graham Crowden. Has a couple of scenes here, and I love him as an actor. He was in every Mick Travis film. He also was in a wonderful British comedy called Waiting for God, which I love. Great actor. One of the things I do love about British culture is their sense of singing and the hymns. This is Church of England, which are the Anglicans. Of course, I'm Episcopalian, so we're the American offshoot of that. So I know all these hymns. Love it. Vidor's Toccata. No, I can't play that, by the way.
Practice makes perfect.
Not on that piece.
Whatever it was lovely.
Yeah. Buxtehude. I know you want to say Gesundheit. Okay, I love this guy. I just love him. Okay, so that, my friends, is Graham Crowden. Okay, so we got to do this here.
I carry it back very much like that one.
Mm-hmm. So basically, he was in Calendar Girls. Let's see, what else? Tons of British TV. Out of Africa. The Company of Wolves. The Missionary, Britannia Hospital. And I said, he was in For Your Eyes Only, too.
That was Sean Connery Goes to Japan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Your Only Live Twice. For Your Eyes Only. That was Roger Moore, wasn't it?
Yeah, For Your Eyes Only is Roger Moore. At least he's trying to get him to think.
Mm-hmm. They don't appear used to that concept.
Yeah. Nice. Look at his look. Like, fuck you. Okay, you gotta love Travis because he's got attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, geometry, not my thing.
No, I think this is the exact same lesson that they're trying to teach Pink in the Wall.
Yeah. And do not think that the wall didn't have, that this didn't, now look at this shit.
That's a lawsuit right there.
Yeah.
In America, yeah. In this day and age.
Another thing, too, is this movie was based on Jean Vigo's, well, not based on, but definitely influenced by Jean Vigo's Zero de Conduit, which is the French, you know, 1932, I think, 31, 32, just when sound came over film. And Lindsay Anderson was a huge fan of Jean Vigo. Have you bio Cinderella?
What the fuck is he teaching now?
All right, that's the headmaster. Who the fuck knows? Again, you know, the idea that, you know, shit rises to the top because it floats, right?
Yeah. This guy looks very poignant. Oh, look at that fella.
Mm-hmm. I think Henry VIII, that is. I'm not sure.
He was a handsome guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like a male reproductive organ. You've got to have panache.
Jesus.
That kid's a washout. There's Gandhi.
Now, the interesting thing here is this is the Missaluba. The Missaluba was published in the early 60s, 63, 64. It is a Christian Catholic mass that was done in Africa. Now, you'll notice he's listening to it. I can guarantee you that this is not what they approve here. Now, it's not really mentioned, but trust me.
Well, I'm sure a little bit of pornography has taped to his turntable there isn't allowed either.
No, exactly.
And Lord only knows why he has manacles above his bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. This is professional-grade roughhousing.
Yeah, exactly. You think I it was worse than roughhousing what I dealt with, but some of this shit is rough.
That's how you get through it. You take a guitar to the shitter.
That might be the only place where you can get privacy. Remember.
It was the only place. Jesus loves children. Well, oh, it's the first Swirly.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fucking idiots. I always have real problems with shit like that. Seeing that in the film.
So if you see it more in real life, you go to school.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, kid? Don't you know better than you get bullied? I'll bet you want to hear all
about it. Tell me more
about
the dirty thoughts. Look at the Vicar's face.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about corruption within the school. And it's shown slowly in this film. And if you look at films like Heathers and you look at films like The Chocolate War, you could basically all trace the lineage to this film. And if you really know your history, you can go to Zero to Conduit. But yeah. The interesting thing is as you move along with this film, you understand that McDowell is the lead character, but they're giving time to everybody so that you get a feel of what the hierarchy is and who's in power and who isn't.
No, they look like a bunch of overprivileged swish. The mothers are still picking out their clothes so they can go to work and take it out of the children.
Yeah, look at this.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. They like fucking the... Yeah, now you're starting to get the idea. Remember, this was rated X. Yeah, this ain't flirtation, you asshole.
Looks like he's about to find out. The beans are hilarious. What is that, sausage and chicken stew?
Yeah.
That's a new one to me.
Think I wouldn't be eating that shit? You're crazy. Well, maybe not now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not something I would order from the restaurant, but you would have to leave all the eating myself in it.
Oh, I don't have a problem with it. Well, maybe now. But we'll work that out.
You'll be united with sausage again.
Yeah, and cheese. I actually had some the other day.
So, is that? Oh, help me out here. Charlotte Rampling?
Okay.
You're Charlotte Rampling, isn't it?
I'm not sure. It went by so fast. It could be. It could be. Now, granted, I understand Charlotte Rampling, another woman I have a big crush on.
Yeah, I think I first saw her in Night Porter. That's all it took for me.
Zardoz.
Who could forget the 1970s adaptation of Farewell, My Lovely?
Oh, yeah. For me, it was Zardoz.
Oh. You did not say Zardoz.
Yes, I did.
I
love Zardoz.
I can't continue the conversation without playing Eraser.
Are the only pure acts.
That sounds like something Patrick Bateman would say.
Mm-hmm. So these three are definitely part of the Crusaders. They are the ones that are going to raise hell at the end, along with someone who has not been introduced yet. Okay. Confession time. You ever do that to a picture? I certainly have.
Not since puberty.
Well, we're talking basically puberty here.
I suppose I have a time or two then.
Okay. Let's be honest now for our listeners.
This is not what I signed up for, Carl.
Get used to it. Especially with me as the main commentator. Well put, sir.
Hair is roughly the same length as his.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the nice guys are crook.
Mm-hmm. It's all about power structure. It's all about power structure. And power structure is specifically gained in British school system, but also private schools here in the U.S., like Catholic schools and such, and even in public schools. You know, I mean, when I was going to school, it was all the jocks.
Is it not that way anymore? I assume that was a forever.
It is. I'm sure. Maybe not universally, but definitely close. Here you go. It's one of the reasons it was rated X. He gets a bath and everyone else does showers.
I would much rather take a shower than sit in that little thimble of a bathtub.
Now, this is a little edited because in the original cut, I saw it. You had full frontal.
I just want to pour bleach into that man's bathtub.
Yeah. Exactly. No. Here we go. My favorite part of the movie.
I think that these chapter sequences were borrowed for Monty Python's Meaning of Life.
Try switching that. Monty Python borrowed from here. Monty Python, 1975.
I said borrowed for, which is not really the way you say that, but yeah, Meaning of Life, that was 1986, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Holy Grail was 75, I think. This is 68. And trust me, this isn't the first one to use chapters either.
No, but I mean, the specific font and the color scheme is exactly the same Meaning of Life.
The interesting thing is he's focusing on the eyes and the unattentiveness of everyone, including the staff. That this really means nothing.
Yes, it's all motions. Come on, he's like 3 feet tall. Give him a break.
Come on. You know, and it focuses on these younger kids, too, and that's showing how, you know, this is passed on, the type of abuse. And it's very unsettling to me. This is not an easy film for me. It never has been. So one of the things I should mention is that this was filmed at a specific school. I don't have it right in front of me. And they got the okay to do it, but they also made sure that in the publicity, the school was not mentioned. And, of course, part of this is showing, you know, the attraction and the latent homosexuality, you know. Sorry about the term, but that would be the term at this point in time.
This is primarily filmed in Cheltenham College, Gloucestershire.
Mm-hmm.
Allenham School in Elstree, Herefordshire, was used for some reshoots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're bleeding over a little bit in your sound.
Sorry, is that better?
That happens.
I was leaning a bit close to reading the article.
This is actually well done.
Imagine that. There's Sir Penis again.
Yeah. Okay, not the most appetizing stew I've ever seen.
Not
a lot of it either. Oh, what is her name? She's in No Lucky Man, too.
I just want to call her Miss Winkle.
Dandy Nichols. Dandy Nichols. And, of course, Mona Washburn.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yes. We've already, you know, established my lust for this woman. You know, Rachel, God bless her, she's got to the point now where she'll watch a film with me like, okay, you want to fuck her. You do. Again, fucking school spirit. Oh, rugby! Rugby!
This reminds me again of the meeting
when
I said you got the teacher skipping up the theme. Fight you bastards. She's got school spirit.
Yep.
Not the grass. Are they manacled together?
I don't think so.
No, it looks like you were handcuffed at the wrist.
That would be a no. Oh, I love that shot.
You can see the production crew.
Yeah. And they say that's a mistake, but Anderson said, no, that was not a mistake. He always wanted to make sure that you were watching a movie. That you knew you were watching a movie. God,
yeah,
I love those cars.
Doing repeat the events, I guess.
Ah, when you could still smoke and nobody gave a shit. Ah, Triumph, man. My brother had a Triumph. My brother was into motorcycles for many, many years. And he wasn't brand crazy either. It wasn't a Harley guy particularly. He was had a Kawasaki. Had a this is bring that back.
Finders keepers. This is my motorbike now.
Yeah. It's our bike. The green and pleasant fields of England.
If you could see the sky, it would almost look like Virginia.
Yeah. Very much so. Rural areas in Pennsylvania, too. Lovely segment here. One of the few where you actually can take a breath from the film. I've ridden on a motorcycle a couple times, but not my thing. And here we meet another of the Crusaders. And here we have something that's very, very important for Malcolm McDowell and his career, and something that you see in most all of Lindsay Anderson's films. And I will explain that when it happens. Jamaica Wafers. And she's just credited as the girl.
The girl with the torpedo bra.
Yep. That would be Christine Noonan. Now, she did not have she didn't have a lot of films she did. I'm checking right now.
I thought you maybe got excited.
You know, she was actually in Babylon 5, first thing. But basically, If is her big one. She was in the British miniseries Casanova. She was in Oh, What a Lovely War, uncredited. She's in Oh, Lucky Man. And that's basically about it.
Yeah.
And again, it's the Miss Aluba, which I find really interesting that he chose that. I've always tried to figure out why. Love that shot. Love that shot. Mm-hmm.
Roar.
So what we're going to see here are like two animals after each other. And it was his decision to go over to Lindsay Anderson and say, why don't we do this in the nude? And you will see a transmit there. Now, the interesting story here is that they auditioned the scene together. And he, in the audition, went and kissed her right away. And she slapped him. And that slap is very important. Because in that scene, he had a realization what Lindsay Anderson wanted.
That's not how that's played.
Wonderful, wonderful shot. Also very dangerous as far as I'm concerned. But a great shot.
It's like Easy Rider with one bike.
Yeah. So now we have
Discipline.
The full Crusaders group. Now we get into Discipline. Oh, this one's rough. This is rough. Again, look at the black and white here and the shadows. That's exactly what he wanted to do. Okay, we're getting some clacking on your end, just so you know.
Sorry, Capri Sun.
That's okay. So, can you imagine if all that guns and artillery in a frigging school?
I was born in 1984. No, I can never imagine that.
Well, let me put it this way. In 1972 to 75 in Bradford High School, they had a rifle team. They were the top rifle team in Pennsylvania and generally, you know, top 10 throughout all of Eastern U.S. And they had artillery rooms, trust me. It wasn't that unusual.
It looks like a full-on armory.
Yeah, no shit. But remember that part of that, remember they had just gone through the war, you know, in 45, and that was very, very common. That's pretty nasty. That's what the Crusaders did to their enemies.
They're lovely chaps, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Must be how Christianity has developed its pristine reputation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
It's relatable. We can laugh all they want, but I think slow would be worse.
Yes, sir.
What, do they just do whippets or something?
Something like that. Oh, by the way, here in New York, now you have to be 21 to buy a Ready Whip. I'm not
they
joking.
Ruined it for everyone, didn't they?
Yep.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. We can't have nothing
anymore. My generation invented whippets, okay? I'm very proud of that.
Well, apparently it's just now gotten out of hand.
Yeah. It was out of hand in the 70s and no one gave a shit. Trust me. So they get the okay to basically discipline anyone they want in any way they want. Lovely. Da 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 da. So if you haven't noticed, the juniors are the ones, you know, or Travis and his people. The seniors are the assholes. Here we go.
Mm-mm. Humiliation.
It's all about not liking someone, so you take it out on them. And trust me, I've had this happen to me in front of a fucking class. And that's all I'll say at this point.
Mm.
Serve the nation. Give me a fucking break. Love him.
Yeah, go to hell. That's what I'd say. Oh, God. I do actually know what comes next. I remember that bit.
Yeah. This is rough. Just letting you know. And they have to take it, too.
Jesus, it's like boot camp.
Yeah. Exactly.
This must be why we have so many upstream coaches for that.
And you could basically take this and apply it to any position where you're, you know, put upon and singled out and corporally punished. And trust me, it was quite common. These days, not so much, but I see a school that just approved spanking of students again.
Where?
I think it was Iowa.
Shit.
Or Idaho, maybe. Yeah, seriously. I just read that a couple of days ago. Like a boxer. Yeah. Not the first shot of somebody looking you straight in the ass. In the movie, by the way. Just making that clear. And you know that Travis is going to get worse.
Yeah, he paid for that with his whole speech.
I love him. Like, okay.
Didn't even remove his jacket. Good God, they have enough guys there?
Yeah. So far, it's been one each. It'll be more than that, I'm sure. I love this. It's a sense of, go ahead and do it, guys. You're not going to break me. I get that. Trust me.
And
by the way, he's actually getting this hit. Now, I've been told that he had padding.
They looked like they were trying to get through the padding.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Jesus. Come on, Nick, you can do it.
Iconic scene here.
It's not funny anymore, is it, Nick?
No. Just remember, I'm going to ask you a question at the end of this. I love that scene of the microbes increasing. Because, you know, the anger, the... Yeah.
There you go. Easy does it.
Hold together. You just basically made yourself the biggest fucking enemy you ever had.
What, are you fucking kidding me?
But that's what you're expected to do. Expected to take it.
No, thank you.
Could I have another, sir? Where have you heard that before? No, seriously. If you think the wall was made in a vacuum, you're out of your mind.
Oh, no, I never suspected that.
Like the glasses, actually. Is that Arthur Lowe? I think that's Arthur Lowe. Let's take a look at that. Let's make sure of that.
Bang. Is that a Walter?
Mm-hmm. No, that's Charles Lloyd Pack, actually.
Right in the T.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. All right, Travis Bickle, put it down before you take things too far.
Nah, that's not the point here. He is going to take it too far.
I know. I'm trying to help a guy out. The disembodied voice of reason.
Yeah, but even if you take a look at Travis Bickle and a number of these 70s films where you have someone rebutting against everything, it all comes from that era. You know, I mean, I've always said that the 70s and like the late 60s were like the most depressing decade of film because it's all about these people fighting against the establishment who fucking lose all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's realism, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Ah, the Serpico one. Serpico beat the bastards.
Yeah.
The one positive ending, and it's actually the only one based on true story.
Mm-hmm. Not my choice of vodka, by the way. I was always a Stoli man.
What are we going to do? It's party time.
The blood oath. We pull it in the right place. Iconic fucking line.
So that was a picture of Franz Ferdinand he shot. I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Real bullets. Okay, that's a scary duo.
Yeah, I don't like this.
They're all they all think it's gonna be just like it always is. There's no sense of any imminent danger or, you know, that somebody is overstepping their bounds or any shit like that. They're all oblivious. And of course, this is the point. One of the points, anyway, that Anderson and David Sherwin, who wrote the script along with, I think it was Peter Herford. But David Sherwin actually did all the scripts for the Mick Travis trilogy. Love his work. So again, saying that, you know, this is going to happen everywhere. Doesn't matter where you are, it's going to happen.
Ain't that the truth? Force to war. Carl.
Yes.
I must excuse myself for a short minute. I will return.
Okay, that's no problem. Go right ahead. Oh, I hate that theology. I fucking hate that theology. I truly do. Now, the thing about theology is that everyone has a different viewpoint, and point in time, the Anglican Church was very much about the country and nationalism, things like that. See what's happening here in the film. And it's something that I feel very strongly does not go with spirituality or religion. And so you can guess, you know, my thoughts right now on what's happening here in the States. Maybe I shouldn't say anything, but to me, it's a travesty.
I have returned. And just
In time for the full frontal.
Yep. No, that's not what I... Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Come on. And that's Mona Washburn, by the way. Now, do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You get it? Trust me.
You must teach me the ways. Like a perfect old W.
Okay, it's like they're in ROTC. Luckily, I never have done anything like this. I haven't even done paintball or shit like that. Not my thing.
Played laser tag once, that was all right.
They're using things like this, or at least they did back in the 90s, for corporate bonding, things like
that. I've heard that. God, they suck at warfare in the English. The only time they're any good is just against someone without firearms.
Yeah.
At least they stopped wearing red coats in the battle, standing in a single file.
Yeah, true.
Clearly, there's the skills that will be needed in the workforce. Oh, we're dead. He got us.
You know, this really has a... I can't wrap my head around this type of exercise. Because they're the real bullets now, so... A TQ.
All that training. It's like a fellow that said everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Where, sir?
I know.
We're not gonna take it.
Fuck you.
Just about.
Okay, the point is, at this point, is this real or not? Okay. That's all they're going to get.
I have it here in this drawer. Oh, my God.
he does.
Yeah, I apologize. That'd be worth it.
Okay, but that's the whole point. Is this real or not real?
Okay. It's real, isn't it?
Exactly. And this is the point. Okay. Do you know how much bullshit is being thrown right now? I'm a philosophy major. That's a lot of bullshit.
Don't get a job just to pay us.
Mm-hmm. Not particularly.
Ooh. I don't think he has that all wrong. What have we here?
That's the crocodile. You don't remember the crocodile?
No, I don't know how I would have not assumed that it was hiding under the stage all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do not remember that from my first viewing. Yeah, there we go. That's where that goes. Well, he doesn't seem to mind.
No. You know, the thing with Malcolm McDowell here in this role as opposed to Alex DeLarge and Clockwork Orange, he goes larger there. But here he's got that little insolent smirk.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is important shit.
Now, what have we here? So they keep the fetuses?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's lovely.
Again, not unusual. Particularly if a school was back in the 1800s. That's not unusual. The interesting thing is, she a figment of the imagination? That's
I don't think
question.
She's there anymore. She didn't just appear in the basement.
Right. Again, the nice switch from black and white to color works for me. It doesn't seem...
It's not as jarring as it could be.
Yeah. Ah, here we go.
Plan B.
Oh, shit.
That is a severe lawn dog.
So notice everybody's showing up, right? Out of nowhere. The young kid.
Yeah, there were only, what, three of them on duty.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love that car. Again, the military and the church. Yeah, lovely.
Like that hasn't proved to been a mistake before.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well,
and
how
this is
you
parents' day. You haven't figured it out. Sorry, I missed that. Go ahead, repeat that.
I said, it is how the Vatican got where it is today.
Ah, yes. Of course, this is the Church of England. This is not the Vatican.
No, but church and
no,
military.
I get it. Mm-hmm. Again, being a church musician, I love all these hymns. Okay, love every one of them. Pomp and circumstance, kids.
Are you gonna be doing any jousting there?
I would think so. It certainly looks like it.
That steel woodpecker helmet.
Sent to the past. So have you ever run into something like this where, you know, a school or some sort of organization has a governor or something visit them or anything like that? You ever run into that?
Never. I went to a very, very small private school and alternative school after that, so
But even a private school like that would have something, you know, a former person that comes in and gives a speech, or, you know, about valedictorian speeches, graduation, that sort of shit.
No.
That's sort of what they're doing.
No, it was a very, very small place. We had a pastor from a neighboring town come and do that kind of thing.
Okay.
I will say, now that I'm thinking of it, we did have Desmond Doss come and speak at the school one time. That was exciting.
Okay.
There was recently a film, Hacksaw Ridge, based on his time in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Vision decay, because we don't obey. To me, now, if you're not going to obey, have a good reason.
Right.
I like this.
Jolly proud. Everything's jolly good now. Now, stiff upper lip. I think one of the knights of the round table is on fire.
He's still speaking and everybody's going out. No one's even noticing. You know. Okay, we're getting to the end here, kids. What do you think is going to happen? I'm just saying. Yeah.
I think they're all going to sit down and work through the problems with communication and understanding.
I don't think that's going to happen. Don't think that's going to happen.
Damn. Eat lead, sucker. I think he even got a bomber jacket. That's cute.
Yep.
School's out for summer. Yeah, get that bastard, somebody.
Oh, they will.
A headmaster has the most punchable face I've ever seen.
He's got a gun.
Sure you do. There we go. Give it to him. Queen takes king.
Yeah.
Let the games begin.
Yep. And, of course, one of the most iconic shots here at the end of a movie. Do it. Boom. If. What if? What if?
Well, we're running that little experiment right now here in the United States.
Yeah, we are. That's the scary thing.
On a bi-weekly basis, it seems.
Yeah.
Insert applause here.
So, now that you've seen it a second time, okay, first question, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm always, I'm never on the side of authority.
But you know, the funny thing is, you know, the Crusaders, as so nomenclatured, they're not exactly great people either. And that's the thing. Personally, I'm with the underclass people. I'm with the kids. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, the story is the person can only take so much.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. There's always a tipping point. And that's true in my own life, you know, where people have pushed me over the edge. And it takes a lot to push me over the edge. Trust me. Great film. I would at least say a couple of things. If you're not familiar with the other two films in this trilogy, that would be A Lucky Man and also Britannia Hospital. I would definitely make a point of seeing those also. Of the three, my favorite is A Lucky Man. It's also the longest of the three films. It's over 3 hours. And that one is basically a Pilgrim's Progress, Candide type of story about a coffee salesman who's Mick Travis, who's played by and everything that he goes through. But also Britannia Hospital, which I really do like, I think it's underrated, is a real savage blow to the health system of Britain. But these three films, also with Lindsay Anderson, you've got to just mention a couple other films that he directed. Particularly This Sporting Life. Also, I would say The Whales of August, too. You want to check. He only did six films, and four of them are absolute tremendous films. Actually, five of them. He also did a documentary on Wham, of all things. So that's interesting.
I'm gonna pick that one.
Definitely you want to check that out. Malcolm McDowell, we don't even have to say anything about Malcolm. Even if he's doing a cheap horror film, he's wonderful.
But I'm a little sad that he's been typecast. So, because he's better than the game he's been given.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a new film that he's in now. He's in, hold on. I'll get that. Just a second. That just came out. That's getting a really good. It is a horror movie, but it's a thinking man's horror movie. Just a second. I'll find that. But another film that I do want to mention with him, which is not well known, is called Evalenko. And he plays a serial killer, a Russian serial killer. And it's set in Russia, and he is so fucking good in that movie, and he is so nasty. But, you know, this is a guy that's been doing films since the 60s.
He's fucking good.
Yeah.
You can't mention him without saying that. He's the man that killed Captain Kirk.
Yes, he killed Captain Kirk. She Will is the name of it. She Will. And he's in that. His work in Mozart in the Jungle, The Company with Altman. I mean, just tremendous. So we're about ready to go into overtime. Is there any last words you want to say as far as the film, last thoughts on it, Mr. Josh?
Well, I think this is probably not the right thing to say, but I think that this could be potentially helpful to school administrations to view in, you know, in certain contexts. That will never happen.
I would agree with that. It makes a point that the headmaster is so out of touch, and they're all so out of touch, they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get the anger. They don't get what's going on with these people and their students, and something can happen. And look at all the school shootings, and look at everything
mm-hmm.
that happens.
I think it should be a
you don't think that it's not connected.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, before we go, we're going to go into housekeeping, and just to let you know, tomorrow, or actually on Thursday, excuse me, we're going to do another commentary watch, a little more family friendly this time, and it's going to be The Odd Life of Timothy Green. And would you believe it's a Disney movie that was written by Ahmet Sacca, and I'm not joking. Does that intrigue you, Mr. Josh?
I'd like to know more about it.
Okay. I can get you the trailer. Absolutely. Then on Friday, we have Cathar Gray Mission, and Adam Ferenc is going to be hosting that. And we'll be talking about The Sandman, the recent Neil Gaiman series, season one. I will be on that show. Then on Sunday, we have Rock This Town Radio with TC, and he's back from his little vacation. Yesterday I supped for him, and we did Noah's Rock Art Part 2, songs about animals, my cuts. But this coming Friday, it's PA Rocks, Pennsylvania Rocks, and it's all bands from PA, including three from our hometown of Bradford, Pennsylvania. So there we go. That's what we've got going so far this week. And thank you so much, Josh, for being on with us. I hope you had a good time. And I just want to say to everyone, thank you for being with us. And for this commentary watch of Lindsay Anderson's If, starring Malcolm McDowell. And I think it's time to say good night. Let's say good night.
Good night, everybody, and stay in school.
Good night. All right. Take care.